Good luck on your quiz.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
I'm thinking about how it's going to be the last basketball game that I will cheer at, or any game I will cheer at.
17th Amendment, what year? Come on, you're on a roll, kiddo. Help her out, Em.
The teachers at St. Mary's are always really hardworking, and they are some of the best teachers around. I am sure that they are even more upset than some of the students are, just because they've been around St. Mary's for a lot longer than students or families have.
Mr. Yazel's quote today, things turn out best for those who make the best of the way things turn out. Please stand for the closing prayer.
We have a lot of activities to get through tonight. We'll ask all spectators to head to a seat, please.
At first I was nervous, but then once I saw everyone coming in and that had come to support the teams, it was a really good feeling just knowing that everyone was there.
Tonight we want to give young ladies who are in grade school or in junior high who always wanted to play on this court the opportunity to come down on this court. So if you're a grade schooler or a junior high student that wants to be on this court, please come down right now and the cheerleaders will show you where to stand.
I think that was one of the most emotional parts of the night. My little sister is in sixth grade, and I know that she was hoping to one day go to St. Mary's and eventually become alumni like my brother and I. She could even play volleyball or do cheerleading there and just kind of live on what we started, and so it was upsetting that she can't do that. It's sad that was the last game ever, and it was sad for me that was my last cheerleading event that I'll ever cheer at, but it's sweet because better things are coming, like graduation for us seniors, and then just trying to make better memories for the underclassmen as the final 3 months of school get underway.